Welcome to the Game of Black Podcast, a competitive show between podcasters, starring Luke the Royal, Brian Katz, and your judge.
Hey everybody, welcome back to Painted Black Podcast. I'm your host, Raz Like Phoenix. With me, as always, Mr. Lou Figueroa.
Yeah, what's up?
Mr. Brian Katz.
What's good?
And we got our boy Lippy.
What's going on?
Now, sharp ears who listen to the show quite often might catch a little something different this week, and that's that I'm not Pete. Pete's not here. I don't know where Pete went. Does anyone know where Pete went?
Tennessee, man.
What the hell's in Tennessee?
Good old United States of America is what's in Tennessee.
You don't have to cover Brian. I killed Pete.
Oh shit.
Nah. Pete went down to Tennessee. We don't know why. Hopefully he's having a good time, I guess. Mm-hmm. Doing Tennessee stuff. I think last episode I was on, we figured out that we don't know a shitload of Tennessee trivia, don't we?
I figured they got a lot of cornfields.
Sure. I don't think so.
Cornfields?
I don't know.
I think they got a lot of thrift shops.
That's where the KKK started. That's a real fact, though.
Is that? Mm-hmm. I know that's for a fact they have the Predators hockey team.
Sexual Predators?
Yeah, right. I guess. Anyway, how was your week, fellas?
Oh, man. It was much better than the week before.
Yeah?
A family member didn't pass, but it was good, man. Went ice skating, man. It was a good time.
Like where? Like at the tree or whatever? Where'd you go ice skating? At the regular shitty old rink?
Yeah. They souped it up, though. Now there's two rinks.
It's not a good time. That's like a four-year-old birthday party.
Fuck you.
You went for the pizza.
Oh, yeah. They had extra tiny little slices.
Elio's.
Lou, how you doing?
Wait, fuck it. That was fucked up.
I try and move.
I had such a smile on my face that you stole.
I try and move the how's your week going?
I was done. Yeah. I was done. All you had to say was, nice week, Kat. Move on to him. You have to shit on my week.
I really should have screened it before the show started. Anyway.
I guess you should have.
I don't know. Not the greatest week. I've just been getting thrown up on by babies constantly.
Yeah, but how's the world of $7-Eleven beverages doing?
No.
Would you get a vote for
Trump? If you listen to the show, you know I'm wise to their tricks now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now I can spot the seam on the new wrapping. Not going to fool me twice.
Do you see it? Like, you actually see it in the fridge, and you're like, no.
And now I got to inspect it every time.
Okay.
What's wrong with the $7-Eleven sodas?
Well, they've been hiding Shaq sodas. They put it in a Shaq can. Yeah. Like, one day I had one, and then I'm like, the label's peeling back. I look under it, it's a fucking Shaq cream soda.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Doesn't that come in a can? How can you fake a can label?
Because it's a Arizona can. Yeah.
Okay.
That's why, yeah. Same can.
They fooled me.
Yeah.
I didn't know that they manufacture so many cans before they fill them. You know, because like obviously they had all these fucking cans hanging out.
Give them to poor people or some shit, man.
Yeah. You know? I'm sure kids over in Africa would love to be sipping out of Shaq cans.
It's like no.
They're like no, we're good.
Yeah. I know Mombatu just pissed in there, but I'm gonna go to the river.
Look at me.
Right.
You take the Shaq cans now.
That's just ugly.
Liv, how's your week?
It was good. I'm looking forward to next week going shooting and shit.
All right.
Yeah, is it legal for you to say that gun on the air?
Anything I have is legal.
Yo, you guys.
I don't have to register
anything.
You have to
describe this fucking gun, man. It's like it's like a fucking kill machine.
Oh.
It's the type of gun where if I saw Ash carrying around in Evil Dead, yeah. I'd be like, that's not realistic.
No way, man.
If you want to get it, people, DP-12, standard manufacturing, double-barrel shotgun.
It's
bonkers.
Yeah. And
Halo style.
20 rounds, fucking 100-foot flame rounds.
Oh.
It does it all. Don't come into my house.
You're going to set your house on fire, dude.
No, I'm not going to. No. Yeah. That shit's for
novelty. We're all going to die.
Those shells are for
novelty.
She's
a burglar.
No, that would scare you if you were a burglar, man. If you're snooping around and fucking Lippy's coming down, burning down the house, you're like, oh my God. It's like one of those movies.
It's like Michael Myers. Yeah. What the fuck's going on?
We all going to die in here, motherfucker.
Yo, get out and drop the loot. That's crazy.
You were talking about grenade launchers before the show. What, do you just drop one down the stairs?
If I could find one and get one on my hands.
Yeah, but you can't use any of this shit, though. You can't have real grenades or anything.
No.
So, like, what? Like, you kind of like a...
Same reason we have nuclear warheads.
So, like, people drive Corvettes. Like,
no, coffee table I mean, stuff. If you're smart enough, and I'm not telling you to do it, you buy the launcher, which anyone can fucking get because they call it a can launcher. And, you know, if you could get your hands on, like, those 37-millimeter grenades, then, you know, I'm saying don't use it.
But, yeah, who can get their hands on that kind of thing?
I don't know. Military people?
I don't know.
You guys steal that from, like, a Stark ship.
Really. Yeah.
Did you... your local Dick's Sporting Goods?
You also told me you could shoot, like, regular, like, Coke cans and shit out of that, right?
Yes.
I mean, that would equally very far. Suck, to tell you the truth. Like, yo, I can't tell which one's worse.
You freeze them?
I feel someone wants an ice-cold Coke a quarter mile away. Boof!
Yeah. I would be psyched
don't
up.
You have experience with cans though. In people's heads?
No. I don't remember that.
Oh, my God. I do remember that.
Yeah. Well, that
great
kid,
aim.
The guy was asking for it. Anyway. On to the news. Lou is covering our news, so yeah. Take it away.
On to the news.
There we go.
Oh yeah, grab some booze, get rid of those blues. It's the Macho Man and Peyton Black. Now let's go to the news. Oh yeah.
All right. Admittedly, this first.
Again with the news.
Well, you did miss it twice, so I guess.
Get twice as much news now.
Nice.
All right, so this first news story is not great. It's just about,
oh, come on, Pete.
It's just about
slow news week.
No, it's not a slow news. It's just I wanted to get you guys' perspective on this. This guy had no idea what to buy for his wife, so he ends up getting her some shitty gift.
Was this just, guy you?
This is just a diary, bro.
No. Yeah, is this
some British dude, and he gets his wife a pork pie, which looks disgusting. It's fucking awful.
The pork pie hat? Oh shit!
I've seen those
just
made.
A big slab of pork in a pie. And like that was
I'm not gonna say I wouldn't try it.
Oh, that's a lot of pork.
It's a big ass meat pie.
I would try it though. It looks tender.
But I mean, birthday gift. Like
that's a birthday.
That's
gift?
A whack birthday.
Well, who comes
gift?
Over the pie anyway for birthday gifts? Right?
He said like he couldn't. He just couldn't come up with anything.
Like
I mean, I guess if I got like a bomb, like fucking. Pecan pie or something instead of a cake.
Babe, I just want to show you how I love you.
If that was my only gift, it would suck.
No, yeah. Dude, I came over, Dan, happy birthday, bud. This is not a birthday cake or anything, but here's just a pie. Here's apple pie.
Admittedly, I don't know much about English customs, so maybe.
If that was given to me as a birthday gift, I wouldn't be like, this shit sucks. I mean, I'd be like...
No, I would, but I mean, I'm American. I'm very materialistic like that.
That was just wanted to ask you.
I'd
do you
still
guys-
eat it.
I'm sure you guys have gotten bad gifts from your spouse or girlfriends. Like, what do you guys do?
Yeah, I don't know. I tell her it's shitty.
You do? You?
Yeah, hell yeah, I do.
I got this thing. Once.
You just fess up.
What is that?
Yeah, what the fuck is that?
That's most bootleg.
If you don't
MP3
recognize
player?
It, is you don't recognize it's deck technology. It was an
the flip.
It was like I guess like the flip. You could film with it.
Oh, yeah. I remember that. Right. People were walking
but
around
parties
with that.
Did you get it at the
that.
Time period when it came out?
Yeah. So like the sucks, next day, someone had a camera phone though. It was like it was over.
I know, you know.
So I was like, "Oh, two things in my pocket." That's it's not like that's a real professional camera.
So what do you do, Lip? You get a bad gift from the girlfriend?
Oh, he's. Oh no, I don't give bad gifts.
No, just good gifts every time.
Good gifts.
Oh, shit. All right.
I made the mistake of
like Jim and Pam from The Office, just super thoughtful.
No,
he's just allowed to talk.
It actually wasn't a mistake because she liked the gift, but let's just say for like a Valentine's Day, like maybe the first Valentine's Day, I got an adult gift.
She touched your peepee?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Of course. I mean, she's going to be my wife. She better touch my peepee.
That's a good rule gift? To have, I guess. Right.
But was that the gift?
No.
Oh, all right. Because that's the way it was sounded, right? Like,
yeah,
he was like,
it did, yeah.
A lot of innuendos.
Right.
Yeah. It was a camcorder.
No, it was like...
Where we fucked on.
Store-bought.
Just tell us what the fuck it was.
It's a dildo.
It was a rabbit.
She got you a dildo for her?
No.
Oh. Wow.
Yeah, that's what I was... This is
that's
receiving
a
present. You're receiving a present.
Yeah.
You're not giving a
I'm
present.
I'm receiving a present?
Dude, that's like she bought like, you to get her
that's
a dildo?
That's like the most insulting thing I've ever heard. Yeah. Like, I was figuring maybe you could use
it. Yo, you remember that weak dick you've been slinging? Yeah, after Christmas, you helped me out.
I thought I was giving the gift.
No, but like, the whole thing was like shitty kiss you got. So like the whole time you're like,
oh no, she's super thoughtful. I don't know.
Still
I haven't been given a bad gift.
Lucky.
I get shitty gifts all the time, man. For the first like 14 years of my life, my mom would get me the wooden and metal puzzle where you got to get the fucking horseshoe off the ring or something.
Oh,
that
no.
was like it, man. That was like it.
Oh, no.
I got that. I think I get some juggle balls once.
You got a tourist trap prize?
We were from a tourist town.
Is it fucked up that now at my age, I appreciate the gift of socks?
Yeah, man.
Yeah, man, I buy my own.
Like, I wish I had a pair of socks for every day. Anything like a new like pair that, of socks for every day. No, like 365 pairs of socks.
That's how you know we're getting old. I love me some socks.
Right? New socks feel way different than old socks.
I like me some towels in my house. I probably have an overabundance of towels.
Fresh, nice new towels from Bed Bath & Beyond, something like that. That's the way to go.
I feel like I could sleep in this.
Actually, you know what gets me going, man? Is a brand new comforter, bro. Like, it's like fresh out at the seal.
Mm-hmm. All right. Mm-hmm. All right. The towel thing,
by the way.
The towel thing comes from not having any towels in my house. And we used to, like, I used to take off my shirt, take a shower, and then dry myself with the dirty shirt. That's how we were living.
I've done this recently just because of laziness to bring the towel into the fucking bathroom.
We just didn't
have but you lived in, like, a bachelor pad, though.
Yeah, we were just dad all single. Dudes, my dad and my brother and me.
So, I remember your brother's room was just filled of like wood chips.
Yeah, he had the hamster, but he like didn't dump the wood chips. It just became part of his floor.
I've had hamsters. Their piss smells. After.
They suck.
Yeah, they do suck. Terrible pets.
Damn.
Well, what did you get besides that Batman bank? I remember you got some.
I was going to mention Batman that. Bank. Like, yeah, that year was rough. Like, I just got like a Batman mug also.
Did you really like Batman?
I didn't tell people that I love Batman, but I mean, I like Batman.
You never had that happen where you know somebody and they like kind of know that you like the one thing and they always get you that one thing and you're like, all right, I'm not really into that anymore.
You just mention something in passing and like, that you're stuck with that theme for the rest of your life.
It's like, who? Like, you saw that Batman movie
with the fucking Funko Pops.
Yeah. I'm sure you're going to get those for a long time.
Yeah. Funkos,
I want to get rid of them too now. I'm going to put a box together if you want to give it to your kids.
Yeah, I'm into it. They use them in the tub. I have all my Funkos that I'm kind of done with too. Yeah.
What are Funko Pops?
These guys.
Oh, these are awesome.
Yeah, but I have like a ton too. I got a little crazy.
Yeah, I've noticed.
Oh, there's now a ton. You're judgmental? They're no, so awesome.
The whole room's full of them.
Yeah. So what happened, man? Was this British chick mad?
Apparently she leaked it online, and everyone's like, "What the fuck are you doing? Like, just making fun of the dude. Poor guy. Can't catch a break, man."
I mean, service.
I don't know. Like, again, I don't know enough about the English customs. Maybe that's like a good gift, and she's just being a bitch.
A pork pie, man. I'd rather have the apple pie. I mean.
They're
maybe they don't have apples over in England. I know it's
just pigs.
Yeah.
Do you know how many British pounds sterling I spent on this pork pie?
No.
Quick, Brian, what fruit do they grow over in England?
Fruit?
Yeah.
Apples. If I had a guess.
I mean, that would be convenient for your story there, but I don't think so.
I think apples are too good.
Yeah.
Maybe like, yeah, but maybe like honeydew.
Figs. I'm going to say something.
Figs
something,
like a desert.
Yeah, fruit. Something weird, though. Yeah.
Weird? Oh, well, like coconuts? Like
I don't know.
What are you talking about?
The number one expert is chives or something. I don't know.
It's probably snootiness.
Yeah. It would have been all right if you just bought her flowers and a pork pie.
I don't know. If you want to wash down that pork pie with some flowers. See, that sounds like a bad meal.
They love flowers. They melt on flowers.
Oh, women?
Oh, yeah.
Not for like a major holiday or something.
Mm-mm. A birthday?
Nah.
Yeah, flowers are
my lady's not about it. I don't know about you guys.
Flowers are just
like how much did this fucking cost? $40. No.
Flowers are just an accoutrement to the actual gift, if anything. Mm. Are you sure you girls aren't been disappointed with the gifts?
Wow.
I hope not. I don't think so.
I'm only joking.
Really. Let's keep moving. Have you guys seen the ads that Cheetos has been putting out for, like, if you find a weird one, send us a picture?
No,
like, I have a contest. No. Like,
I would imagine there's a lot of cheesy dicks.
Bro, right? Whoever's going to weed through them is weeding through tons of dick pics, for sure.
Yeah. I mean, they kind of look like it already. Unless the one clever dude, like, powdered up his dick just to send that.
You're talking about people that send
dick pics. For real.
They're going to be way more crazy. They're going to be painted up as Chester Cheetah, probably, bro.
I
can see weird old dick pics getting sent there.
I would probably dip my dick so in what Cheetos is it? Send that
to Cheeto S-pick. Dongs all over the place?
No. So, here's a dude who found one that's pretty unique. It looks... They say it looks like a bald eagle sitting on a perch.
And Lou just got.
Oh, see, you know what?
Looks like a dick.
You shouldn't have told us first because that paints the mental image. Let me see this.
All right, so take a look.
We'll throw this up on the
Twitter. I mean, I can kind of.
I would say a Velociraptor taking a giant dump.
Bald eagle on a perch,
or a Velociraptor taking a giant dump.
Any sort of bird on a perch?
Yeah, any bird, but I guess he's American. What is that? So it's a bald.
Velociraptor taking a dump.
It look all right. I mean, I kind of see it, but the dude, what he wants to do is he wants to finance his honeymoon by selling this unique Cheeto.
Oh, cool! I would too, but it's not gonna happen.
And he's taking it to eBay. And has been asking $5,000 for this fucking thing.
How much of a honeymoon?
Right.
We going to Disney World.
Huffington Post has reached out to this guy and said, are you serious?
Like, yeah, man. Someone's gonna buy this.
I don't see why not.
No, there might be one dumbass out there that's just like, I got to have that Cheeto.
Yeah, man.
To add to my other Cheeto collection of... birds on purchase.
If I was like a billionaire, man, I'd buy that Cheeto back. Delicious. Just
eat it.
$5,000 Cheeto.
Trump's just going to eat it at the inauguration. Just
yeah. I wanted a Cheeto that none of you could eat. No, 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 no.
You know, I don't doubt it. I mean, I've seen stories like people buying air from like...
China had that shit.
Yeah.
Like in a
clean
can.
Air. Who the fuck wants their air?
Yeah, but that's just like people being...
They have air bars. Just you just sit there and... breathe.
Right.
That shit's silly.
They're air, no, yeah, they're all silly. Jacked up, man. Their whole climate over there, there's all smoggy and stuff.
Wow, it feels normal in here.
There's an app for your iPhone. It costs $1,000 and you just press it and it says, I'm rich. That's it. It costs $1,000.
Couple people. You know what you do? You invent that same thing and charge $500.
Or you invent it and have $2,000 and say, I'm super rich.
Yeah.
Kind of shits on the old one, you know? Like, I mean, the guy shows up and he's like, oh, I got the I'm rich when I spent $1,000. He's like, that's nothing.
Yo, honestly, it's kind of a mind fuck, but that would be dope. Yeah, you see my apps? Boom, got the I'm rich one. I'm making that kind of dough.
I guess I would leave the iPhone out if I was like on a date or something.
All the time.
You got to. But then you got to leave your phone unlocked. I don't know if that's the move either.
Look, that's why
it's pocket change to a rich person.
Yeah.
Anything under 10 grand is that, like, what does Mayweather walk around with, like a mil all the time?
Well, that's why he's going, he fluctuates.
I think he walks around with a mil because he can't count, right? Yeah, he's fucking illiterate.
Even number. Million, bitch. He just
puts down a stack of money. Is this enough?
Yeah, he feels like this is a good amount for tonight. Yeah,
right.
He just gets it from his big bag of money.
Yeah. Think 2 inches of bills to take to the club.
Yo, how many inches of bills does this thing cost? Like, I got about a brick.
Oh, man. So to end this story... apparently, this guy didn't even enter the contest. He could have won $250,000 for weirdest looking Cheeto.
Who won?
Oh, wait, I assume the guy who won. Yeah,
that's what I assume, too.
Like, okay, that could be a that Cheeto that some dummy would buy.
I don't know who won, but there's a museum. Online Cheetos Museum dedicated to these weird Cheetos.
I thought you were going to say in Tennessee. I was like, Pete!
You boring motherfucker!
Right.
Go see them Cheetos?
All right, let's move on to the next one. Let's see what we got.
I'd say the Tennessee Titans are in there, Pete. But fucking he don't watch that shit.
Nah, yeah. Pete's keeping it cheesy down there.
Not spreading that cheddar.
Right. Being cheesy and pimping, not easy.
Imagine his whole life as a comic guy, he's secretly there at Titan Stadium.
Doing what?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Hollering, catcalling.
Like, showing up.
He's going to a game.
That was his whole trip.
Well, he just doesn't want to
admit he's a low-key Titan.
He doesn't want to admit
that's
it.
What's going on?
He doesn't want to admit that he secretly likes football.
They would take all this time. They would take away his geek card at trivia night.
I would love it if he just like for whatever reason wanted to keep that part of his life secret. He's crazy like that.
That would be sick if you were like, oh, do you want to watch a game? He's like, no, I don't. But it's because he's so into it at home, he can't watch it with people.
It's just the screams can be heard for blocks.
And he's a Raiders fan too, like a super wild. Fucking filthy towel or a terrible towel twirling.
Raiders playing the Titans this weekend. It must be.
He's got online like fantasy football. It's screen name like not Pete.
Beat Perg 27. Just whipping it.
The biggest in the closet football fan of all time.
Damn.
Right. He's not though.
Right, just come out of the closet, man. Just...
All right. So up next. Chaos in Florida. Several people injured in a rampage
Rampage.
Wait, how does one define a rampage?
I guess after three people get injured, like the same rule with like serial killing.
I think it has like to three, do with like how three many is a people
spree.
Are in it.
Yeah. Once you start a spree,
designates a spree.
Yeah. And how much time have? Let's say you kill people, right? But like, how many time in between the three have to pass? Because then it's
immediate.
Yeah,
rampage
same day.
Immediate.
But okay, but let's say it's immediate, like 24 hours immediate.
I think so.
No, it's got to be in.
That's
like,
a rampage. Three people one day, like.
It's gotta be like
I think you could stretch it to rampage, but you might as well hit thesaurus.com, find yourself a new synonym.
You know? A spree?
I don't think you need... Yeah, spree would work better for a 24-hour period.
All right.
I think a rampage is something more like running through like a crowded-ass mall. Like
Leo
DiCaprio in The Beach when he's on shrooms.
Yeah. If we had to define rampage, you can't stop for like a shit or a nap or something to eat or anything like that.
Yeah.
You're in the rampage zone. Yeah,
while screaming rampage.
Yeah,
man, you're screaming thug life to your death.
Yeah,
all right.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, so this is going to take a weird turn. A squirrel went wild.
Awesome.
In the Florida Senior Center on Thursday.
Rampage!
Rampage!
Okay, I'd like to now define that you have to have a certain amount of weight to you to be considered to be on a rampage.
But per pound, this squirrel is killing it.
I guess.
I mean, yeah, he's inciting a lot of fear. Sure.
The quote
that's my
is,
spirit animal.
Rabid raccoon, rabid squirrel.
It said
the squirrel when he had the coffee and over the hedge.
Yeah.
Right. No energy drink.
Yeah.
The quote is: "We had a squirrel enter our building and it's in our activity room now." The caller said, "And it's jumping on people and biting and scratching them. We need help." It's not clear how he got in. But at one point,
probably left the door open for two fucking hours and somebody was walking.
They say it
were there nuts in the room?
Probably not with seniors. I can't chew them.
The window was open with no screen just all day.
They say it latched onto one person and then was thrown into the facility.
It could have been that fast, right?
Somebody smuggled them in.
They're fast.
No, I said the people there, it's hidden, couldn't be that fast, right? So, I mean, it's like the reaction
was able
great on that.
Look, this thing was probably able to Yoda on all the guys.
The nursing home couldn't officially have the stance of, I don't know how it came in. We don't really pay attention to them. Like, we just leave the doors open and shit. I don't know. They had to make it sound like somebody, like, smuggled the fucking thing in.
They take their meds. They stare at walls. They take their meds.
Their
they
booty
stare at
or
walls.
Something like that. They're like, oh.
I couldn't work in an old folks home, man. Just, like, the amount of people that just die in front
it's
of you.
It's depressing.
It could, it'd be too much for me, man.
You probably turn into one of those helpers that just, like, steal all this shit.
I'm so jaded.
Like, you're not going to need it anymore. You're dying soon.
That's how I cope with my fucking... with that.
Right.
Like, I become jaded and I steal from them. I don't know, man. I'm not a fucking terrible human being.
I don't know,
I've cleaned up your shit for the last time.
Oh, good.
I think you're projecting a little bit, though.
Good. Ira's dead. Let me fucking get his gold, too. That rich motherfucker.
Right.
I punch him in his face to get his gold.
It's like the telltale tooth under Lou's pillow.
Yeah, Lou's just, am I rocking a whole bunch of teeth under my bed?
Well, you got a pattern of history here where you said, like, if it was the end of the world, you would just be jacking people their shit.
This is not the end of the world. Just not for me, at least.
It's the end of their world, though.
Yeah,
this
definitely.
Is more the end of the line.
Yeah. For them, I'm still, like, somewhere in the middle, like, hopefully.
He's still got to live with himself.
Yeah.
All right, well, it said that the three people that got attacked, they've been released from the hospital and are doing okay, but the squirrel is still on the lam.
They went to the hospital?
Yeah, man. Squirrel attacks, kid.
They don't have Band-Aids and...
Those teeth can crack open nuts, like, no problem.
I mean, I guess. They just need to get a little first aid spray.
Is that, like, what is, like, the, you know, the prerequisite to a rampage? So, from now on, anything above a squirrel attack... is rampage.
What's below a squirrel attack, though?
Like hamster
real.
Attack?
It's like ants attacking a picnic.
Charge!
Right.
Like, they're my sandwich.
All right, let's see what else we got here. Oh, here this is a weird one. Up Brian's alley.
It says something terrible.
What it is.
No, it's not terrible. It's just, it's your thing.
It's like rapist. Dude's knocking off old folks.
So,
stealing all their jewels.
Some Asian dude, he went and bought himself a sex doll.
Oh, all right.
Okay. That's where it's
okay.
Story.
All right.
Apparently, these things cost like $2,000.
That seems kind of lowballing a sex tip.
They've been out for a fucking well over a decade.
Well, I think this guy's Chinese, so maybe it was like a Chinese knockoff.
Hmm.
Like a cheap one.
It's just not right somehow. It's like a weird pussy or something. Like,
well,
it's a Kia.
The dude, it turns out, everybody knows who he is now. He's a retired doctor. And the story goes that his
He's a doctor and he can't afford a better knockoff Korean joint.
So he buys this doll in, says, August.
Much shame.
Apparently after like 6 months, the thing starts breaking.
Damn, this guy's putting in some work.
Right.
It's killing it.
It's going against the stereotype, man. Just blowing up a sex doll.
And you know what? The guy is spry for his age. He's 70 years old.
He's okay. Killing that thing.
God bless him. Let him have the doll.
He rocked right through the doll.
Right. I mean, yo, your partner might not be ready to go at 70, man. You might need that kind of thing.
Is it like a doll or is it a robot?
No, it's like a real doll.
Okay. All
right. And apparently, the company, they really feel for this guy.
Is it the real doll company or is it a knockoff?
I don't know.
I can't imagine one of those. Like,
I thought real dolls were like $5,000.
And yeah, I think the worst thing I'm thinking right now is a shitty paint job on a real doll. Can you imagine? Like,
it's like,
you ever see like the Simpsons knockoffs with the eyeballs, just like the little black dots a little off and stuff?
You could tell it was made in a lesser country.
Like, yeah, man. He's like, this was definitely made here.
In Cleveland.
You know, but one of the things about this story is they found out because for some reason the story went viral that he just ripped this thing to shreds, I guess. You know? So they felt bad, and they sent him a new doll that's like a replica of his wife in her prime.
This is the real doll.
No,
XL.
I don't think so, man.
And like, now...
yeah, I already did that. Like,
yeah.
You know, like...
yeah. Oh, cool. It's that one woman I had sex with my entire life.
What, is this thing going to yell at me all day?
And now... the
I
doll
killed her once. I don't know what I'm...
Did, would you give me a sex box that won't fuck me or something?
Take half my money?
Yeah.
But now she's, like, wearing all her clothes and stuff, her old clothes that he kept.
Well, that...
Oh, retro.
Why would that be shocking? If they gave him an old
just
sex
a little
doll,
creepy.
The sex doll is a creepy part. The fact that he dressed it like the wife they made it look like isn't like
not like she's wearing all her clothes.
Yeah, but that was like all right. That the creepiness doesn't go like creepier for me because he's wearing the clothes.
Yeah, it's a little creepier.
No,
yeah,
you think so?
You just keep your sex box naked in the closet. You pull it out, you do your thing, and then you throw it back in the closet. You don't line it up.
Wait,
Tom,
can I also ask a question? How did everyone find out that his sex style was getting ripped to shreds?
It just said,
bragging. He was
bro, he brought it out of his closet and just like kept it on the couch. Like, look what I'm doing to this thing.
Right. The warranty department leaked it out.
The butt was all worked out.
This guy keeps calling every
just
day.
Just the butt was worked out.
Wow. But apparently he's very satisfied. He likes the new doll. It's great. Everything about it.
Everything working good for him?
Yeah.
All right.
He's a happy old man. That was a nice ending, right?
Yeah, why not? I guess, you know, do your own thing. I don't care. All
right. Now moving on to Asian dudes being brutal.
That wasn't what we just talked about?
7-year-old man fucked through rubber.
Right.
Big rubber.
Ripped to shreds. He was kicking it so hard.
What kind of doctor was this guy?
Oh, they don't mention
his proctologist?
Dr. Feelgood, bro.
Yeah. Yeah, they don't mention exactly what he does. Just doctor. Who knows? Probably has like 7 degrees.
Good guy, no.
Right.
Stares at pussy all day.
No way, man. Nothing. He's too hard on it, man. Yeah, it's like, I don't like Dr. whatever his name was. He's mad hard with that.
It wouldn't work anymore either. Can you imagine if your wife was going there and they're like, wait, what doctor are you going to? That guy who ripped through that.
You would accuse your wife of cheating. It's like, yo, your pussy is shredded, man. It's like, this is obviously blown out.
All right. So on to
nice
Thailand.
This is a fresher one.
And
it was the worst Asian thing.
All right, so in Thailand, what are they famous for, you think?
Lady boys.
Now they're trying to be famous for a new thing.
I don't know if you could really get rid of that.
Yeah. You know what you know that old joke about the dock builder who fucked one goat, right? He's a goat fucker.
All right, so there's this video going around of these kids playing rock, paper, scissors.
Okay.
There's four of them. And then whoever wins, he is slapping the shit out of the rest of the bunch.
Okay.
Pretty fucking hard until eventually it erupts into just a fist fight. These kids are 7 years old.
Oh. I mean, I like it.
Yeah.
Is that a rampage?
They just report on a school fight. Like,
yeah. What the fuck was that?
I think it could
they have slap competitions in Brooklyn. You know? You're not getting over having a huge population of ladyboys.
Seven, though? Seven?
That's not getting rid of that stink. What are you talking about?
7 years old?
Yeah.
Well, apparently people are up in arms.
What kind of fight was it, though? You know, 7 year old, you're not really getting
standard
good
karate at chops just being thrown at each other.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. A couple kicks, maybe.
Just Lego
they're
kicks.
They're in Thailand. You think just like some Saget kids, just like,
right.
Just
like, are you looking? Like,
might be a lot of elbows and knees.
Knees. Gotta be knees.
That, yeah. Well, that's a vicious kid fight. If they're going to throw fucking knees and elbows.
I mean, like, who knows? Maybe when they're 10, though, like, they're dipping their hands in the glass.
In the glass.
Right.
Nuksu Kao.
Nuksu Kao.
It was rock, paper, kumite.
Right.
Yeah, what age do you get to learn to rip the heart out of the chest cavity?
Right. All right, I guess that story didn't do much for you guys. All
right.
All right, let's move on. Mm-hmm. This Huffington Post writer. Wow. He's silly with puns in this story. There's a contest in Brazil called Miss Bum Bum Pageant.
Oh, of course it would be about
is
ass.
Is that what's translated to?
No, that's what it's called, dude.
I guess so. And the writer here says that the pageant is getting crucified for Last Supper photo.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
Did you?
I did see the Last Supper.
The ass one?
Yeah, they got a couple ladies' asses hanging over a table or whatever.
Yeah.
All right. I mean, what, you know, what do they want?
I don't think it's that bad, though, to be...
I mean...
You only see a couple of asses, and they're not naked. It could have been worse.
I mean, they probably had that at the Last Supper. Though. I mean, he was banging Mary Magdalene. She was a whore. He must have been a pimp.
What are you talking about?
Jesus.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, I think it could have been a lot more offensive than the Last Supper, right? You like this picture?
Yeah, it's all right.
Yeah.
I like tits and ass, so who isn't? Yeah. What red-blooded male is not going to like that?
And Brazil is...
this is also... I mean, they really didn't go all out with this, man.
It's two fold-up tables. Yeah, right.
These are like fucking picnic tables with a blank background.
If you didn't explain to me that that's what they were mocking...
No, there's another picture that they like photo.
Well, hopefully they're behind a green screen or something, man.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, but I definitely think it could have been a lot worse, like... It's not like the one girl's on the Jesus cross backwards.
Yeah,
Jesus has his hands around two bitches.
Right. It's palming two asses on the cross. But that's all there is to it. Asses.
Oh, you're talking about, I know they started the granny bum bum.
Did they?
What's the best grandma butts?
Just don't look it up.
I'm assuming it's old bitches' asses.
Are they still fucking got the crazy booty there too, you think?
They don't.
Or they got the sag, you know? I guess they'd have the booty sag, like,
that's competition, whose booty dropped the like sags the most. So like,
my booty be dropping.
Sweeping the floor with that ass.
I don't know. I mean, Selma Hayek's still doing pretty good, right?
Yeah.
Selma Hayek.
She's like 50.
She does it in a big way.
She's not Brazilian, though. She's Mexican.
Well, you're splitting hairs, you know.
Are you though, Lou? They're two different continents.
But they're so close together.
She's smoking no matter what.
So, who knows? Maybe Granny Bum Bum is all right. If it's Selma Hayek's.
I don't know. I think you got to be over 60 for Granny Bum.
And I'm the guy stealing from the old. You're the guy fucking him, man. Like,
I'm not fucking him.
Yeah.
I'm saying Selma, like you wouldn't bang Selma Hayek.
I totally would. Is she considered granny now?
Probably. Definitely in the porn world, she would be. Once you hit 30, you're a granny.
I don't know. If I knew she was someone's grandma, I don't know, man. No, not if I knew she was someone's grandma. It's different. Someone's nanny?
That's rough, man.
Shut up. That wouldn't make a fucking difference.
Where do you know where my line is?
Like, you'd be just about to do, like, yo, you somebody's grandma?
I'm kind of old. Like,
can you imagine if Brian was fucking a sex robot and they're like, that's based on somebody's grandma? It's like, oh!
Yeah. Right.
I would be a little bummed. Like, why'd you have to give me that story? Couldn't I just fuck this robot?
Do you think, like, your sex robot would come with, like, a backstory and you're like, oh, God, I gotta know everything about this?
Just trash it right off the bat. Like, would you bother to read it?
Yeah, I don't know.
If they bothered to write it?
Yeah, why not?
Birth certificate like a Cabbage Patch Kid?
I guess.
Right, like you go to Build-A-Bear and shit. Mm-hmm. Like,
her Tinder like profile said she was 23.
Man, imagine if there was a store like that just for real dolls.
Like, what, that they kind of catfished you a little bit, talked them up, and just like, and you're like, you know, this picture is from you on the profile is from 2 years ago. This doll's clearly heavier than pictures.
Wow. You know how many pervs you'd have walking through that store just copping feels? Yeah. Like, that's what a titty feels like.
Oh, there's pervs I heard in other countries. They want to make the sex dolls for like little boys and girls and shit like that. Like,
that's gross.
Oh, man.
That's so, like, it's... anyone who bought one of those, you'd punch him right in his face. Mm-hmm. Like,
just put a little detonator in all those little dolls. Get
home. You know, that solves lots of problems.
Just enough to blow their dick off, not kill them.
Right.
Yeah. Or whatever, you know, it doesn't really matter to me. I mean, if you want to stuff a little bit more in there, make a big kaboom.
You said this was going to be awesome to the director, and they're like, no, we said it was going to blow your dick off.
Oh, actually, you know what? That would be great if it just blew the dick off and they lived, because they'd have to go to the hospital and explain what happened.
Yeah.
That's like, ugh.
I didn't take this shrapnel to your wiener, sir.
I was fucking a sex robot.
Was 18-year-old.
An 18-year-old sex robot?
She said she was 18, and then you're like, oh. You're going to jail. Or Chris Hansen robot walks in. They have a Chris Hansen sex doll waiting on the table.
Just have a seat. You were fucking an underage sex doll.
Why don't you have a seat next to the Chris Hansen sex doll?
Is that the Catch a Predator guy or whatever?
Yeah. He's got an awesome show now, man.
Yo, if you were
where he's like, I'm about that booty.
Well, that was the booty warrior.
I heard that he, on the new show, he caught one of his friends.
He caught somebody he knows. He's like, oh, this is really embarrassing. I mean, I know you. And he's like, yeah, I know. Sit down. Yeah, he did. Dude. It was really awkward.
That's crazy, man.
Like, on the new show, they actually show the guys in jail, like, trying to get out of it, where they're just like, I know. I mean, like, I never do this kind of thing. It's crazy. Just going to be this one time, and I was never going to do it again. Like, they're going to be like, all right. And just let him out. It's like, you're in the cell, bro.
Was it I'm not going to have sex with that little girl. It's like, well, you brought fucking wine coolers and Benadryl, bro. Like, what the fuck are you doing?
It's always with the wine coolers or our mic's hard or something. Like,
they probably get super beatdowns in jail.
Oh, yeah.
They probably get beatdowns so bad they never had beatdowns that bad.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, they didn't even know what the word beatdown meant until
then. Absolutely.
Do you think there's a degree of beatdown? Like, the younger you go, the more beatdown you get?
Rampage beatdown.
No, I think it's just how terrible it was. You know?
Oh, all right, but I mean, obviously, you're getting
terrible. for those absolutely disgusting foul pieces of shit that you hear about, like with a 2-year-old or something.
Yeah,
I think those guys catch it like they were playing rock paper scissors in Thailand. Just ta-ta-ta all over.
Oh man! All right, how are we doing on time?
We're at 38 minutes.
All right, I got one more then for you. This dude fleeing the cops in a stolen patrol car finds the iPad and ends up just live Facebooking the whole thing.
That seems about right.
Way to go, man. Yeah. Why not? Right. Why not, right?
Because that...
Did he sign on to his Facebook? Well, or were people like, you gotta sign on to Precinct 12's Facebook, it's bonkers right now.
Well, you could have...
do they not know? They're like, that it's evidence? Like... They're just building their own cases against them.
I think that guy was beyond rational.
Right. Yeah, but like you could definitely talk that down to what you did to something lesser with a lawyer and something at least.
That stealing the cop car?
No, I mean you could if you had a lawyer in there, man, maybe a good one. You could talk it down to some other bullshit.
I'm sure he got a beat down.
right off the bat, they took the cameras off. Fucking, it's one of those fucking free camera accidents we have. Boom,
boom, boom. Other jail guys are like, either he's a child rapist or he stole that cop car.
So there's another one where they're calling it a fucking rampage. High speed rampage.
So this is more about rampage.
Okay, cars can be involved.
I'd like to know if that was the same guy that wrote that article.
No, but it was that same squirrel driving that car.
So this took place in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Didn't know anything happened out there.
Also a place where there's nothing.
Right. So he started in the downtown district where a cop just left the keys in the car while she went to go grab a coffee. And then he ended up finding...
Oh, wait, she cop?
Yeah, lady cop.
Typical.
Could have easily been a dude cop and nobody would say shit. So he, God, that poor guy.
He finds the iPad. He logs into his thing, which is how they figured out who it was, like, right away.
How old is he?
He's a young 25.
That's not that young. He was a young guy, like 15.
Yeah, right? I'm thinking that kid is like, I like to do hood rat stuff. Yeah,
no, here's the picture of this guy. Yeah. He kind of just looks like a, you know.
He's 25. He's going
to, you're going to jail, bro.
Yeah, he's going to for real jail. Yeah.
But in the video, he's saying
that's things, a fucking felony for sure.
He's saying things like, this is my last video for sure, probably. And, yo, where are the sirens at? Oh, I got him. Can you hear the sirens? Good. But man, this guy looks like a piece of shit.
Can't wait to see his mangled face when he Facebook posts from jail because they have computers.
And it said the chase lasted 40 fucking minutes and went up to 120 miles an hour.
Oh, did he have a reason for it?
That's just joyriding.
You should have pinned it.
Just like an impulse. He saw the opportunity and he took it. And
I can't even imagine. You think that's an opportunity.
Yeah, being this kid's parent and being like, I don't even.
I mean, he's 25, man.
I don't even know.
No, man. That's on you, State.
Yeah.
At one point in the video, he's like, I can't believe this is happening. I already escaped 5 cops. Like, wow.
If you didn't escape the
They're
cops.
Like, you didn't escape. There's didn't GPS escape, right? In all our patrol cars.
Right. I know exactly where you are.
Yeah. Exactly. And the guy just drove home.
He thinks he escaped. He probably just,
just drove home.
Right.
He thought that if he got through the door, they couldn't arrest him.
Right. Well, at that point, if I'm going to be a total maniac, I might as well.
They're not vampires. Like, right.
If I'm going to be like.
You got to make it to the threshold.
If I want the story to never die, man, then I'm driving to their precinct and driving the cop car through it.
Yeah.
That would be some type of like hero at that point.
They didn't say he was about hurting himself. He was just about getting home. Quick.
In a cop car.
And then quickly right back to jail.
I guess, yeah.
Right.
So. Almost twice as fast.
This guy got charged with 9 complaints, including eluding, resisting arrest, and possession of a firearm.
And just complaints?
I guess that's what they're calling it.
Can't file charges.
That's what they call it in Oklahoma.
You made it through his house. There's nothing we can do.
We've just got some issues we feel like we should deal with.
He slid, baseball slid into his
Yo, would you play that game with the cops? If you can make it back to your house, you're safe. But if you don't, they give you the whooping, man. They just beat that ass.
I think there would be a lot of slap ass. Like,
and running. Dude, yeah, that'd be awesome.
Booty slaps.
Like, hell yeah, I'd do it.
Like, you have to get a good car, man.
Oh, if you give me choice of car, I'd definitely do
it. No, you have to buy a good, you have to earn that money to fuck with the cops.
But I'm safe when I get home. So what? I'd do it.
What? The downside is...
Do it in a Corolla.
They'd be looking for it eventually. Like if a young punk kid rolled up in like a brand new fucking Charger or something. Like, I ain't getting my booty slapped.
I wish that was legal.
Yeah. No. Could be, man. We'll find out later.
If that was Trump's first thing that he instituted, would that just kind of unite the whole country? Be like, all right, man.
No, at that point, I would be on the other side. I'd be protesting the street. I'd be like, nah, man, we can't have presidents decreeing booty slaps to cops or anything like that, man.
He's thinking progressive, bro. All right.
The only thing that they don't mention is whether or not the police officer is going to get in trouble for all this.
Yeah.
Sure, no, definitely, yeah.
For sure he is.
Yeah.
Not like legal trouble, but he can get fired for sure.
Mm-hmm. All right,
you're riding that desk for a while, at least.
All right, so you guys want to take a break?
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Hey guys, hope you enjoyed the first half. We're going to play a few ads from some of our friends, but first we want to issue a challenge. We're always looking for some new guests to come in, join, and compete. So if you think you have what it takes, or you just want to promote your stuff, hit us up on Twitter at PIB Comics, or email us at paintitblackcomics@gmail.com. Now a word from some of our friends.
Nerdy by Nature, a podcast where four Canadian nerds get geeky with each episode and enjoy every second of it. We love board games.
But I got the latest Legacy game today in the mail. I got Seafall, so that'll be interesting.
Yeah, Project Play coming up in November. USAopoly is bringing us a copy of Harry Potter Clue.
Did you see Stranger Things on Netflix?
There it goes.
I know. Okay.
We did.
Is it just because you had dreams about her in your younger years?
No, since Alien 3.
Winona Ryder plays crazy so well.
She does.
It's like she's born for it, yeah.
I would give her an Academy.
Rio. Oh, man. It's a mess. We saw right through the IOC and the 2016 Olympics.
Just the shoddy workmanship and things not working and falling apart.
Yeah, like that's unreasonable. I know it's a free venue and you once in a lifetime get to attend kind of thing, but...
Rob.
And my muscles were tensed, ready to grab the wheel in case it decided to like wrench itself off towards the guardrail or towards oncoming traffic or something.
Right. It's Chris.
Now it is 5.3%. I can't really say that it's that high. It seems like it's lower.
Nathan.
I'll be a ski jumper because Great Britain doesn't have a ski jumping team. So he trained and trained and trained and became terrible.
I'm Elijah.
Pikachu.
You all. They all truly and true. Ah.
Jesus. I know how much you love editing. So I'm just giving you
that was actually pretty good. And we can just sail right into that.
3 minutes.
Share an internet high five feedback or just say hi. We're on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Search Let Us Get Nerdy to find us. We need friends. Visit letusgetnerdy.com to subscribe to iTunes or Google Play. 4 out of 5 doctors recommended. I promise. Private feedback, high fives, and nerd love can be sent to hello@letusgetnerdy.com. We'd love to hear from you. Join us every Friday for a new episode, Nerdy by Nature. See you then.
What's up, guys? This is Epic Film Guy Nick here, and I just want to take a few moments to tell you about an excellent podcast that I personally listen to called Ice and the Face. All right, now, if you're a fan of dystopian and even nihilistic comedy, this is the show for you. Rick and Sarah take the most ridiculous news items in the world every single week, and they just tear these stories down, all while having a great, great laugh. They're usually joined by guests who jump right in on the fun, and it's just a great time. They just launched a Patreon over at patreon.com/iceintheface, so you can also support them. But if you're not listening to this show, what you need to do is go to their website at iceintheface.com, or jump over on your favorite podcasting app and subscribe to Ice in the Face. I promise you'll listen for 2 minutes and you will be hooked just like I am. So go ahead and give it a listen and back to your regularly scheduled program. No.
My bad.
No, I don't know what I'm doing.
No. Sorry.
Go.
All right. And we're back. What do you say we just do some shout-outs?
Shout out!
I made a mistake. I
love that shit.
My bad.
You fucked it up again?
No.
Oh.
Just before. Like, okay. I played it. Like, Sean Blue, shout out! Oh, he didn't fucking announce it. My bad.
All right, so shout out to Stan.
Yeah, man.
A big pop of podcast. Shout out to...
Much love to the houses, and they just lost their dad.
Yeah, and I listened to that episode. It was a good episode, guys.
Yeah, it was good.
Mike Russo, he's back. Mm-hmm. After a little hiatus. Mm-hmm. Big fans of them. Our friends Bald and Belligerent podcast, always a good time over there. Mm-hmm. The Offensive Line.
Yeah, man, Black Man's been crazy on Facebook with all the Trump shit happening.
Yeah, he's a...
I imagine he's a big Trump supporter.
Yeah, man, you know it.
Shout out Honan Vasquez for making an Invader Zim movie coming.
Yeah, it's gonna be good. Shout out to him as well.
Like the weirdest fucking shout out of all time. Dude, it's like Hector Vasquez, bro. Even with all this Trump stuff that's happened, man. Some white guys out in New York.
I care more about Invader Zim than I do about fucking Trump.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
I don't know. Whoever else. Too many.
Rock and comedy show. Jay.
Yeah.
Jay.
Yeah. That's mm-hmm. right. Mm-hmm. RadioVegas.rocks
and IR Internet Radio Network.
Yeah, a lot of great shows
in Tennessee.
Yeah, Pete Berg, what's up, Pete?
Right. Yeah, Pete.
Hope you're liking Tennessee.
Probably visiting some old battlefield.
We know you're a Titans fan.
It's like, oh, so this is where they burnt the first cross. Sweet.
Right. So this is what Arrested Development was talking about. All right.
A lot of grass.
But yeah, check out all our friends. Check out Potter Family. Bunch of good shows. And check out Dan at his
fucking yeah, show. Me and Brian, VG Times 3. We recently got a website, VGX3.com. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, we blog.
Dynamite blogs from Dynamite blogs.
Yeah.
Anyway, hopefully we'll be following up with that.
Yeah, we basically just take a little snippet of somebody else's hard-earned news, and then we just add a shitty comment at the bottom, like shitting on it.
Excellent.
That's fun.
All right, you guys want to play some games?
Sure.
Now let's just wrap it up.
Oh, yo, we're doing the Dash?
Oh, are we doing it? I mean, I got some other stuff prepared. You guys want to just jump into the Dash?
No, if you prepared something, we'll do it.
Oh, no, we'll prepare something, we'll do that, and then we'll do the Dash.
All right, so let's go to, let's do some Dash. Laws.
Yeah, what?
Some laws.
Oh, some laws.
Okay.
Painted Black as one of those sexes getting speed. All right, so for the folks at home, I'm going to say a law, and these fellas have to figure out whether it's true or if it's just some dumb shit I made up.
I got to know, did you make these up from scratch, the dumb ones? These are Lou Ferrigno.
Well, I don't want to tell you how many
did
I
did. You just say Lou Ferrigno?
I did. I did Lou make up Ferrigno. The fake ones.
But you got to say it like Lou Ferrigno.
But yeah, I did make up the fake ones.
Okay, nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
All right, first one. In Texas, one must acknowledge a supreme being before being able to hold public office.
Like, you got to say, what's up to God or something?
Yeah, no.
Something. No.
Like, what the hell does that mean?
Cthulhu.
Giant spaghetti monster. Yeah, right. Flying spaghetti monster.
So what does that mean? You got a...
I guess you got a...
supreme being? Like aliens?
Say you believe in a higher power or something.
What a fucking forced thing that is.
Yeah.
I'm going to say fake because they only accept good Christian...
I'm gonna
That's
say,
it.
Yeah, I'm going to say
there
fake.
Is no, there is no higher power would, aside from God.
Yeah, if there is that rule, then I'd be like, you have to accept Jesus. That's that.
That's the higher power we were talking about.
Are we saying...
Not your heathen God.
I'm going to say false.
False all around? What do you think?
I'm going to say, yeah, well, Texas, right?
Yeah.
They probably want to know about that.
Oh, you think they're trying to fish out other dudes? Mm-hmm.
Give him the beat down.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Oh, so he's going true.
I agree.
Yeah, I'm going true.
Right. Two truths?
Yeah.
No, false, man. False.
All right.
I don't think they give you that option like that.
This one is true.
Whew. It's for the beatdown in
they
Texas.
Don't want
bro.
No, they don't want those Muslims. They don't want those Jews. They don't want...
They all do believe
in
higher power.
No, they all
believe in God. Talking about atheists. Or,
yeah, they just don't want the atheists.
Yeah. Or agnostics. Like, they might be. I don't know.
Yeah.
I thought they were trying to fish out those people.
They all believe in a God. You could clip off that. Well, the Muslims, you could just kind of be like, yep.
Right.
Like, that guy's too brown.
Anyone who's got to wear something specific, then you're like, all right, he's doing it for somebody. He's not doing it for him.
This guy's wearing a robe with no underwear, bro. That guy's definitely...
Or Mormon with the magic undies.
Right. All right.
Scientologists have higher powers? What is it? Aliens?
Xenu, I think.
Well, Xenu was the bad guy, I think, wasn't he?
That was a warrior princess. Right?
Well, she likes hockey.
She's up in space heaven now. All right. In Pennsylvania, fireworks store may not sell fireworks to out-of-state residents.
I think that's true. Nah.
No, that's false.
That's false.
Man.
How many people you know come back with fireworks?
It's either that or I'm going to some real loose stores in Pennsylvania.
We bought them last 4th of July, so I'm going to say false.
I'm going to say it's false considering everyone goes to Pennsylvania to buy their fireworks from New York.
False.
I just assumed that it was just illegal as fuck, but they did it anyway.
No, I'm going to have to say...
It wasn't just widely known in New York that you can buy illegal fireworks.
Yeah. The entire state of New York knows that one cool store that...
Phantom.
Doesn't really run IDs.
They're like, yo, how is this store running fucking 8 times the amount of fucking money as the other stores? What's different with their fireworks?
Alright, so yeah, it is fake. But the true, it's based on a true law where they can't sell to people in Pennsylvania.
That's fucking dick.
Yeah.
That's that is terrible.
Fucking weird.
It's like blow up your own state.
That's like that's like that scene from Goodfellas where it's like, no, we don't sell it to our own.
You from here? Get out. Don't blow up these fireworks here. All right. Well, I don't know why we're making them out like hicks, though. Like 80 miles away.
The celebrations up there must be terrible.
They got Klan members there. And dude, when I went to Gettysburg and shit, driving there, all of a sudden it's like Confederate flag, Confederate flag, Confederate flag.
You sure you weren't at like a historical site?
No, I'm positive. These were people's houses.
Yeah. Who's at a war reenactment?
Oh, they're still fighting this war down here, man. Fucking racist. This guy's walking around in Confederate uniforms. All
right. In Hawaii, all residents may be fined as a result of not owning a boat.
In Hawaii?
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
I'm going to say it's true, man. People might be in trouble. They may have to...
Where are they going to go?
Yeah. Right. I meant out to sea. To like get a surfer. That's
anything
like,
that's attacking Hawaii is coming from out there, man.
No, I mean, like, let's say there's a body that fucking got hit with a big wave. You need a boat to paddle out there to get that guy. Like, because that's all they do is surf out there, I'm assuming.
Yeah, but I'm saying all residents are on alert for surfers.
No, the corpses, man. Sometimes you got to fish that thing out.
Yeah, all right.
Someone's, you can't be an island full of dead bodies. I'm
going to go true then, too.
I figured they'd be more prone to make a law like illegal to not like spam.
Is that from?
Is that like their national product?
Yeah.
I thought the national product was like pineapples or something. Right?
Guys, both of you used national product incorrectly.
All right. Well,
like
state.
All they eat, like
every, I was parroting at this point.
Everything okay. They eat is like spam.
I believe it.
I can't contradict you. I'll say that.
You're the only one who's been there, though.
Yeah. All right. Is I mean,
prevalent.
Yeah, I was eating in the all-you-can-eat buffet, homeboy. I had a roast...
spam burger. I'm not talking about
little
you.
Roast pollo, and then I was...
I'm not talking about you. What were the guys that were serving you, man? Were they...
I wasn't really checking on them, Brian.
You got to take in everything around you when you visit a foreign place.
I did, man. We went into the village and stuff. It's just normal. I mean, they got TGI Fridays and stuff. They're not fucking... How's that have anything to do with boats? Right. Something to do with boats.
I would say that definitely have
regular
boat.
People.
All right, so are we saying you're saying true?
Yes, yes.
I say you gotta have that boat, yeah.
And he says no, right?
No,
this is true.
It tells you gotta fish out those corpses
because as soon as I said, "Oh, the something's gonna be attacking from the ocean," I was like, "Oh no, they live on a volcano. Never mind."
You might need to get off that island very quickly.
Yeah, Dude. When I went to the big volcano. They have air warnings for like when the breeze blows a certain way and the ash will be going into your house.
Oh, I wouldn't buy property neither.
No, I know.
What a foolish place to live.
Right.
Just move out. I'd be like, Nebraska's got to be better than that.
I'm going to live where the ground beneath me can kill me.
Mm. Free heat, though.
In a terrible way. Yeah.
Right.
Free heat.
Oil bills are a lot. It's radiant. Man.
All right. In Idaho, it is illegal to wear two left shoes.
Nah. They can't dance out there, man. That's fine. You can wear two left shoes if you want to.
They're going to arrest the retarded people that obviously won't go out. Like, I won't go out without two left shoes. Those type guys that are just...
It's a little known fact that square dancing requires two left shoes.
And a cowboy hat.
They got that plenty out there.
Right.
I'm going to say true, man.
All right, so two false and a true?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I made this one up.
All right.
It was a good one, though.
You made it up, but it was not a law because of my reason.
Okay. all right. In Minnesota, oral sex is prohibited.
Nah. Well,
true.
That's how...
Like...
I'm going to say true because they're taking showers out there with filthy water.
Yeah. No, that's Detroit.
And Minnesota.
And Minnesota's got that shit too?
I assume so.
The frack.
I might have gotten confused with Michigan. I don't know.
That's why they talk like, oh yeah. Like that's because they're not giving head, man.
I'm going to say no because that just sounds like something that Lou would make up.
So you guys think true?
It's a little.
Beware the lady in New York that sounds like, oh yeah, man. She just is, she's stingy.
It's a little too much of a bold statement for Lou to just throw out there. They're like, yeah, no oral sex in Minnesota.
No, so all right, so you guys are saying
true,
true, sure,
okay, false for him. This one is true.
Oh, those poor people.
Yeah,
that's why they all talk like all weird. Like they've.
What's funny is
country.
You know that they're Sorry. You know that they're like their group trying to get people to move in are just racking their brains on how to do it, and they just don't get it.
So wait, no oral sex here?
Why would I want to do that anyway?
All right, I got one more law for you.
All right.
In Alaska, theft of blubber is a Class D felony, punishable by up to 2 years in prison and $5,000 fine.
No, false.
I'm going to go false, man.
I'll go true.
There's no
They need their blubber.
You gotta hold, yeah, but you got to hold on to it.
Blubber's got like 1,001 uses.
Blubber's like gold to them.
I'm going
to
say false because they're probably super illegal to hunt fucking whales in Alaska.
But it doesn't say hunt whales. It says theft.
Steal blubber.
Theft of blubber? I know.
Where'd you get the blubber from?
Yeah.
Put the murder on a whale.
Stole it from the whale.
It's like, what is this? It's walrus blubber? What do you think? I'm fucking stupid?
Is this oregano? You think this is a game? Did you cut this blubber with baking soda?
This ain't pure 100% blue whale blubber over here. All right, Lou, right. So what is
so you guys are saying false and you're true?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I made this one up.
I know you did, because it's illegal.
Yeah, you did.
But
you made that up with
they love their blubber, though.
A limited knowledge of Alaska.
They're silly with blubber, I think.
Do other animals give blubber?
That's a racist assumption, I want to say.
Do other animals give blubber besides whales?
Maybe like a walrus.
No.
They got blubber. Fat. All right, so blubber's just fat, right?
Yeah. They got fat.
Yeah, but on an epic
penguins
scale,
got blubber if you want to cook.
I think
you
got to have a lot
it
of
could
fat.
Be penguin blubber.
Bro, I bet you, like, if you take a penguin, maybe you make, like, a small candle out of that. Like, you know, nothing going on with that.
There's, like, 1,000 of them I use.
That's not even the most valuable part. It's that fucking the sperm, whatever
I
they
just
call
can't
it.
Imagine. It's,
there's, no, I'm serious.
The whale jizz, bro?
Yeah, wow. They had it on a Bob's Burgers show. It's cool.
What was the special that week?
They found it in
Ambergris.
Ambergris. Thank you.
Ambergris. I only know that from Futurama.
Right.
It was Bob's Burgers.
All right. I don't know, man. That blubber thing.
It's like illegal to
that's
sell
a
that
little
stuff.
Unbelievable
so
where the cops are just like, oh, this guy's shoplifting. Would he take a couple of pencils? Or, is this? Tony, come over here. I think we got some blubber.
Keep that shit on the low.
Oh, you're in big trouble now, son. Got animal fat.
Well, it's like gold to them.
What do you think? They're all Eskimos, yo?
Yeah.
I mean, it may as well be.
There's just Eskimos up there, penguins, wolverines fighting saber-tooth
like they fucking
battles, wendigos walking around.
I just caught that nigga Nanook slipping, bro. I saw all his buzz blubber.
Like, they pay for shit with blubber, I bet.
No way. No way. It's like, right. Here, you got some coffee beans? Right. Like,
I think blubber went out with the oil lamps, though.
Yeah, they had 1,000,001 uses, like, in 1778 or something.
Yeah.
They haven't used blubber since, like, they got coal, probably.
The guy's driving past in his 2016 Range Rover. He's like, nah, I'm good.
Biodiesel.
When, like, Edison invented the light bulbs, like, well, throw that fucking whale carcass out. We don't need that shit no more.
All right. So, do you guys want to do impressions?
Sure.
Yeah, all right.
These are my impressions. All right, Dan, you might be all right.
I'm no good at unless you do Pete.
I did some...
and you can really just get the inflection more than anything.
Yes.
Yeah. I find that if you use your hands, it helps a bunch.
Okay.
That's the tip. All right, so...
Physical tip on an audio show?
Yeah. No, it helps, it helps.
Tips from Lou. Yeah. Right. Terrible at impressions.
So let's try this one. I want you guys
you
to say.
You are terrible at this, too.
You're not great.
None of it's all. I'm not giving tips out. Fucking jazz handed up, bro.
He's got a new pamphlet on Amazon.
All right, motherfucker.
How to do impressions. Terrible impressions.
Lou Figueroa impressions. The jazz hand way.
All right, so don't do it, you son of a bitch. All right, I want you guys to. Be Jackie Chan.
Oh, I got the chops. We're doing chops.
Okay.
For that guy.
And the quote is, "Luck be a lady tonight."
Okay. Oh, all right. I see what you did. Doing a lot
of L's there. All right. Right. Walk BL80 tonight.
Okay, Asian-y. I'm not sure I...
No, Jackie is usually running from somebody. You gotta
Walk me away tonight!
No, you gotta be like,
No! Walk me later tonight! No! Oh, help me! All
right,
you're right.
The hands worked.
Right, you're right. That was Jackie because he waves them like...
Yeah.
Or you see Jackie rubbing his legs like, oh, rock me a rady tonight.
Yes, he does do that a lot. I like it, I like Ooh. It. Right. Okay, let's do Scooby-Doo. English motherfucker, do you speak it? Who wants to take
it? English motherfucker, do you speak it?
I like it.
Kind of got Yoda-ish.
Yeah.
You got it, Brian? I haven't watched Scooby-Doo for a minute.
What was the quote one more time?
English motherfucker, do you speak
See, that's why I went first. I set the bar.
English motherfucker, do you speak it?
I have no idea.
Scooby snacks, smoke weed.
Yeah.
English motherfucker.
That's like, oh,
they replaced
I use my hands.
Did they replace the voice on the show?
I didn't use my hands.
Oh, wow. That was ridiculous.
Zoinks!
Yeah. All right.
I'll tell you what, Scoob, we gotta get some Scooby snacks. No, I can't do them.
That sounds like a redneck saying it.
Yeah. Thanks, I've got jobs.
All right, this one might be a fun one.
Thanks, random dude. I love some.
Shaggy, some psycho came over here.
All right. Let me hear Ren Howick. They drew first blood.
All right.
They drew first blood.
That's not bad.
One. That's a good one.
There was a lot of Cobra Commander in that too. But.
A little bit. The taste.
Cobra. They drew first blood.
Nice. All right, that
killed it.
Good. He's
one. Killing it.
They drew first blood.
The hands. What you you're doing? Right. The hands. You gotta do it.
Yeah, dude. That was the craziest art when I was a kid, man. You see, like they close up on the body ugly, part.
Yeah.
Oh god.
That went pretty good.
All right.
All right, let's do one more of those. Joe Pesci.
Okay.
And I'll now...
Brian gets
it. Yeah. And now here's something you'll really like.
All right. All right, Dan, go.
And no, now here's something you'll... No. Rewind.
Yeah, I know. You got to try it once. You're like,
And I got to flick out the two fingers. Yeah. Like, right. What are you talking about? What was the line?
And now here's something you'll really like.
And now here's something you really like.
Not terrible.
All right. And now here's something you'll really like.
That's still nice. Ren Hoke. That sounded like Ren again.
You idiot.
I don't remember what he sounded. And now here's something you really like, you motherfucker.
I like that.
Spider, go get my drink.
Oh, all right.
Oh, my God. The case cracker. It's me in the shower.
It's me in the shower. What the fuck were you doing? He runs out the eagle, the owl.
Yeah.
All right. I've got perfect 10 of words. What do you guys think?
Words.
It's perfect 10 about chicks.
No, it's like your best day.
Words. All right, so the rules of this game, I'm going to say a word, and you respond real quick. If you wait, like, more than a second,
So if, like, you were Lippy, you'd just be like, dicks.
You're right. So there's no real rhyme or reason to these words. I just kind of thought of them randomly. Who wants to go first?
I thought I've grown out of, like, the instant dick pussy fucking...
I guess like we'll find out. Well, yo, you should go first, and we'll see if you...
Dicks!
All right, so you want to go first, then?
Sure.
Okay.
It's right in his mind now.
All right. Cocks!
All right. Here we go.
Schlong!
Okay. All right, Lo. You ready?
I'm trying.
Okay.
Weens!
Because I want to start when you're
the
laughing.
The best foods! Yeah.
All right, here we go.
You have to add in that.
Okay, starting right. For real this time.
Okay, right. For realsies.
All right.
Go.
Pickle.
Oh, shit.
That was a landmine.
Warts. Yeah.
Sausage. All right. All
right. Slant.
Chink.
Oh, oh my god.
I'd rather just say dick.
Yeah, just go a wiener next time. Yikes.
I'm Chinese. Okay. It's all good.
You are.
Yeah. Germany.
Nazis.
Mm-hmm. Purple.
Favorite color?
Rain.
That's more of a fact about you. Yeah. Than a word.
Okay, marsh.
I like long mellow.
Marshmallow. All right. Good. All right, who wants it next?
Brian.
Really
wants.
Brian really wants it. No, I think Dan wants it next. No.
Brian's been talking about you giving it to
him. He's got those wants and next eyes, bro. Look at him.
Lou's smoking hot.
Right. All right, I guess we got to go with Brian.
All right.
Cannon.
Dicks.
What?
Cannon.
Fodder.
Pug.
Ugly.
Okay. Whopper.
Burger.
Dinghy.
That's the landmine.
Boat.
Forest.
Trees.
Okay.
Right. He's slipping in these little fucking wiener references. Yeah. Trying to get you slip, bro. Trying to get you slipping. See, right. Lippy right off the bat. Me was in the middle. You better watch out, Dan. Might be the last one.
All right, Dan. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Kingdom.
Come.
Oh, shit. You got me, son. You got me.
Monkey.
Do.
Okay. Rocket.
He's right. Johnny Rockets. It wasn't red.
Dumpy.
I don't know, man. EJ.
Wimp.
EJ.
Cool. All right. Are we good on time? Or
yeah, we're good, man.
So you guys want to do jump to the Baldur Dash, or you want to do Perfect Tens?
Let's do the Dash.
Let's do the Dash. We can just see how much time we have after that.
All right.
Let's, a little BDD.
Yeah. Oh, wait. Should I? You want to play the thing, and I'll pause it after that?
And pause it?
I gotta hear Black Man's, man. Yeah, I gotta tell you. Yeah, it's good stuff.
Do the boulder dash. Do the boulder. 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 Dash, 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 motherfucker. Black Man from the offensive line. That's right. Let's do it. Do the boulder dash. Let me see that ass. Turn on real quick. Let me see those tits. That's right. Boulder. Dash.
You look for the card?
Yeah, got nothing to do with Boulder Dash. So good, though.
Did you just, like, YouTube a Boulder Dash as a song, and it just popped up?
That's our friend Black Man from the
No, they had a contest.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
And
I had one, but my raps aren't allowed on the show anymore.
And everyone says that he should have won it.
I mean, you should have got charged with arson with the fire you were dropping.
Wow. All right, so, you know, the rules for Boulder Dash... I'm going to tell you a word. You got to define it. You know, a person's name. You got to tell me what he did. Anagrams. Movie title. And then you got to tell me what the movie is. Or the last one is you got to tell me what the law is. All right? You guys ready?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I guess we'll start with Brian and then go around. Mm-hmm. Define the word howda.
Howda?
You want me to spell it?
Okay, it's both.
Howdah.
That's got to be a trick word. All right. Howdah. Howdah is how you ask a brother for a five spot. Like,
yo, howdah?
Yeah.
Right. Yo. I'm going to say, oh, it's Lippy's
side. Yeah, yeah. Lip.
Oh, howdah is the mix of cocaine and heroin. So when they ask, they're like, yo, you got any howdah?
Sweet, sweet.
Right. You got the howdah?
Oh. I'm going to say it's the knockoff, it's the Chinese knockoff of How to Train Your Dragons. How to Train Your Dragon.
Hold on!
No, I think I like Lips on that one. And Howda is really the saddle on an elephant or camel.
Just a bonkers kind of saddle then.
Yeah. Slave, prepare my Howda.
It's like, it originated from, I'd like to get a saddle on this camel. He's like, how the fuck am I supposed to do that shit?
All right. Next up is the person. Elijah Craig Lippy, we'll start with you. What did he do? What's he famous for?
Being a huge pussy.
Apparently, you gotta say it with more conviction. All right,
me?
Yeah, Elijah Craig. What did he do?
That guy's the biggest bitch I've ever seen.
See, I spit facts.
All right.
I mean, I was gonna say something else, but I think he might be a big old bitch.
All right, so Lippy's definitely getting the point for that one.
Wait, no. I got, you know, Elijah.
Elijah Craig.
Oh, no, he was the bitch, right? All right.
Yeah.
Elijah Craig is the guy who invented bourbon.
It's a fancy man's drink, bro. The fancy man's name.
So he's a huge pussy with his finger out.
Right.
He's like, oh, this whiskey's very harsh.
Burns the tongue.
Oh, my, I don't care for much.
I don't care for sweets and the bourbon.
Listen, Elijah Craig, we're tired of you coming in here day after day and ordering whiskey with some sugar in it. Damn it.
You think he created it to drink? He was like, you guys are drinking it? That's absurd. That's how I clean my stove, my coach stage. Coach.
It's too sweet, man. I think he was walking into the bar straight pussing it.
I don't care for the taste. All right. I'll give you a minute for
it's
this
It's a dandy for sure, bro. That's who Elijah Wood was.
Definitely a dandy.
I'm starting with Dan. SCBS.
Oh, man.
Give me a minute.
S. What is it? I gotta write this.
SCBS. SCBS.
You got it?
Mm-hmm.
You wanna jump in?
Yeah, man. It's super chunky butts on shorties.
Nice.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Like it.
What that Brazilian contest was all about.
What was it? SB?
SC. BS.
Suffolk County butt smackers.
Ooh.
Lawbreakers, really.
Nice.
You gotta run right into your house after that one.
Or else you ain't safe.
All right, Daniel, you're the last one.
SCBS. It was the North's war cry in Civil War. It's the South can bounce, son. We don't give a fuck.
Suck it, bitch. Show no.
I like the booty smacking.
Mm-hmm. That's what we heard about it.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Apparently, Ken likes diddling, according to that picture.
Yeah. He's wanted dead or alive, don't you see? He's got to be brave enough to take the man in.
All right, cats.
Fuck around and get diddled, though.
What is the movie we don't want to talk about it about?
We don't want to talk about it?
Yeah.
What is it about?
Wait, hang on 1 second. The Society for the Conservation of Bighorn Sheep.
Mm.
All right.
So, sheep have horns.
So back to
big.
We don't want to talk about it.
It's about anal sex.
Mm. Right. Sheep horn, good for the wang.
All right, what do you think, Lip? Movie we don't want to talk about it.
That's that type of movie where fucking kids get butt raped by fucking priests.
Is that common?
It's a thriller
genre.
It's a really fast thriller slash, you know, drama.
Thriller.
I'm just on the edge of my seat. Is this kid gonna get butt raped or not?
That movie Sleepers would have been considered a thriller.
Quit wasting your time with that kid, priest. Go on to the next one. He's never going to put up.
Oh, shit. Mm. Sorry about that. All right, so we don't want to talk about it.
That is the official snippet that we sent out the world when we elected Trump last night. That's our press release to Britain.
We're sorry. Yeah,
it should be.
Listen, guys, we don't want to talk about it.
You know what? I like the thriller.
It's just something that Lou would like to see.
You know, it looks good on paper. Yeah.
They don't want to talk about it.
That's true. So this is really about a mother who refuses to accept the fact that her daughter is a dwarf.
Oh, that's even worse. Somehow.
Oh, man, that's
kind of bad. Mm. That's tough. I don't want to talk about that shit.
Yeah, it's terrible.
Right. I think Lippy starts this one. And you got to finish the law.
Mm-hmm.
In Phoenix, Arizona, you may not walk through a hotel lobby with...
Your dick hanging out.
I think it's a rule everywhere.
Right? All right, guys, we got to make this a law now.
Bro, fold your loaf back up and get out of here.
What do you think?
You can't walk through a hotel lobby, son?
You put the Maloki on him, bro. All
right. In Phoenix, you may not walk through a hotel lobby with
A can less than 16 ounces.
It's got to be higher octane.
A little dwarf daughter.
You got rid of that Maloki?
Not quite. Damn. All right. Man. In Phoenix, Arizona, you may not walk through a hotel lobby with...
With a dirt bike.
Oh, imagine that'd be awesome if you could.
Imagine the rat over there, bro. They're probably like doing a bunch of like, desert.
I would definitely move to Arizona if that was true. Not because you're not allowed to, but because they have to make that a law.
Yeah.
So the real answer is with spurs on.
Oh, yeah, that's a dick.
Hey, pills, girl.
Yeah.
All right, that's the end of the
first
card.
First off, Steve, how did you drive here with stirrups on? Because you know goddamn well you didn't ride your fucking horse.
Hey, man, you leave like a half hour away by car, bro. Never.
All right. What do you think we should do now, guys?
Well, I thought you'd
do another car? Yeah. Or
I don't know, man. I'm rusty on Bald.
You've been asking for this.
I know.
Weeks.
So I've been if we're going to do Bald Dash, might do the double card, man.
Yeah, all might right. as well do it right.
Yeah.
I'll bomb out.
All right. You're starting. Oh, define good. The word fartlek.
Fartlek?
Define it, bro.
Got it.
Fartlek.
Yeah.
I mean, it obviously is something that passed through the booty. I'm going to say, you know, sometimes you breathe in and you get a little something. Something goes down the wrong pipe, they call it.
Right.
Pass through the lungs, that's the fart like when it comes back out.
Right.
You know? It's a natural healing process of your body. Shitting out that orange juicy.
All right. Cat's fart lick.
It's when you lick your girlfriend's shitter like an apple fritter.
I like it, Ryan. It's where Alf's cousin's from, not Melmac. I'll go there, man.
That's an old joke, you fucking... I don't know.
We're the same age, Brian. Now.
All right, Luke. What's a fartlek?
I don't know. Maybe those little bumps on your nipple that you have no idea what they are. That's the fartlek right there.
You should go see a doctor.
Yeah. It's like, you know, they're all green.
Right? They're kind of pussy a little bit.
Wow.
They showed up about a month ago.
It's
a fartlek.
It's STD, bro.
Fartlek is an old-fashioned runner's training exercise.
Running? He's fartlicking?
Yeah. All right, Dan. Who is...
Well, I guess start every one of them.
No, I think you started...
You started start the fartlek, dude.
All right, so yeah. Cats. Who's Rudy Parra?
Rudy Parra?
Rudy Parra.
Rudy Parra is the unsuccessful son of Rudy. He didn't go to Notre Dame, man. He worked in that
And in that family, they pass on the first name.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. And somebody fucked that guy?
I don't know.
Look, his wife got divorced and took the kid, bro. And she got remarried to a guy who was starting on Notre Dame, bro.
He would probably be excited about that. Rudy was 100%. August. Rudy loved Notre Dame like Pete loves the Titans. He's all about it.
Screaming mad about it.
I can give Pete a bunch of Titan shit for Christmas.
I am going to... That would be so funny at this point.
Oh, sweet. A signed Eddie George football.
A jersey and foam finger. Awesome.
All right.
Rudy Parra is a famous Irish Spanish salsa dancer.
Okay. I buy it.
He dances the what is it? What's that forbidden dance?
The tango?
Tango.
I don't know. They made a movie over it.
Footloose?
I don't know.
Right.
I'll take Footloose. I hated that movie.
How are you not going to know the movie either?
I don't know the movie. Oh. It was some obscure fucking Latin movie where I saw it was like
this. Well, how would we know the movie?
I don't know. Yeah. I figured.
Like, you know, that
there's
movie,
three, there's three smart brains in here other than me that watch a lot of movies.
You're right.
He took the compliment. He's like, okay,
I'll
back off.
Okay.
That's how you defuse a situation for yourself.
That's true. All
right, what's the deal?
Rudy Pera or Rudolph Pera is would they loosely base the animated movie Rudolph on. He was a guy born with a bulbous nose who was ostracized by his village for quite some time. Then he pulled the sleigh. Anyway.
All right. Not the greatest round. This is the guy who came up with the Pillsbury Doughboy.
The Lumbata.
Is that he's forbidden? So far.
That was just like scientific name, bro. Pillsbury Doughboy. The Lumbata.
It was one of those things that was going to bother me if I didn't look it up.
All right, man. It's good. So, Lip, you're starting this one.
Mm-hmm.
DWR. What do those letters stand for?
Dishwasher.
For a pirate?
Dishwasher. All
right.
Dan wins regularly.
That's a good one.
Oh, all right. DWR.
Don't wash rectum.
It's like the medical ID brace. It's a DWR. Don't watch rectum. Do not resuscitate.
Was it a down with racism?
Down with racism.
That's cool, Brian. Yeah.
Thank you. I just kept that. The only thing I was gonna say, I had was rectum because this guy kept saying rectum, rectum, rectum.
Should have went with it, dude.
Too bad there's not a B in there.
All right.
If there were only a B, it'd be perfectly butthole rectum. Where were you gonna go with butthole?
I don't know. So, dude, right. I would have got somewhere. With that.
Quick BCR.
BCR buttholes with racism.
That one's less inspirational and also didn't fulfill the requirements.
I didn't hear a C.
What'd you say it was?
BCR. You were gonna do buttholes and rectum.
Look, here, I had nothing for the C, bro. I needed to replace that with
right.
W.
Wow.
Alright.
So it's really dirty word remover.
Is that like a type of eraser?
I guess. I don't know.
Like, it only erases like the fucks and cunts in a book.
A dirty word remover is your fist, bro. Just fucking yeah. Shut that person up. Bah!
Alright, who started that one?
That was I did.
Alright, so Dan, tell me about the movie The Tuttles of Tahiti.
They're guys that make like these crazy wooden motorcycles. Dad's always yelling. Kid doesn't know what's up.
Wow.
It's crazy canoes, like custom canoes.
I get it. The Tuttles of Tahiti. What do you think?
The Tuttles of Tahiti are these sassy gay couple. But it's a rom-com for gays.
Like The Birdcage.
Yes. And that is that genre. Like thrillers, like where you get raped by a priest.
Thrillers for gay people.
Thrillers
for Tuttles.
It's a niche market.
All right, Lip. Tuttles of Tahiti.
It's like...
Are these guys going to bang?
Like, they're like Fraggles, but like the lower end version. You know, because that's the best that Tahiti could come up with. They got Tuttles those living underground.
Dozers, dude.
Yeah.
Nice.
The Tuttles basically lie about all day and do nothing.
Oh, that's a different word where I come from. Yeah. They call them something else.
Yeah.
All right.
Was that the movie?
That was the movie.
And that's the bit plot of the movie?
The plot is...
The way around don't do shit?
Yeah.
It was made and produced by David Duke. Bro.
American version is Shameless.
All right. Cats, you're up.
Mm-hmm.
In Louisiana, it's against the law to rinse your
to rinse your plaid shirt.
Good thing it's not Tennessee, son. A boy wouldn't be coming back.
All right, Lippy.
Oh, Pete. We miss you, bud.
In Louisiana, it's against the law to rinse your...
Louisiana. Your rectum. I said your rectum. Oh, okay.
No. I thought you were just saying rectum. No, I'm serious. Like, that's your thing.
Yeah, bro. It was with the rectum.
They're all running around with shitty asses.
All right. What do you think?
He's sick at Mad Libs.
Rectum, damn near
dick, killed him. Dick.
He tried to get more refined. Instead of saying dick, he got like a level 2 word rectum.
All right, Jim. In Louisiana, it's against the law to rinse your...
Is rectum taken?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I'm stumped, man. Your bloodhound.
Gotta keep him...
It's gotta smell two ways, son. It's
man, I gotta say, I can't believe I'm giving rectum a point. the real answer is you're not allowed to rinse your mouth or gargle in public.
That must be a foul-smelling breath to people, man.
Yeah. All right, that's balls.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Tony, your breath smells. Well, what the fuck can I do about it, Steve?
Let me rinse that shit out.
You go all the way home?
They do not serve garlic or onions in the middle of the day.
All right.
All right, so we're
what are we doing now? Is that it? Are we wrapped up?
But yeah, if you want to. Sure.
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Yeah.
So tally up them totals.
All right, this is going to take like 2 seconds, so...
Yeah. Oh shit, I think that was a little shaded, yeah. Pete. Oh, sure. Was it?
I guess unintentional?
It was a little shaded.
This will take 2 seconds, yeah, unlike a good solid minute, like, yeah, it usually
I'm
takes.
A normal human being.
Yeah, not. Oh, I count. You know what? I put a slash every 5.
It's crazy.
But you know what? I don't separate it into like each category, you know. And yeah, then count them. It's just one big tally.
Shouldn't it be?
Lou and I observed before the show that Pete keeps all the old records, too. So, like, if you ever have to dispute something, it's like, oh, 2 months ago, Brian. We don't know why he even keeps them.
So you've been doing your math all wrong. Yeah.
Right. He's all been right. Cooking the books. Wow. Shows his girlfriend. He's like, well, Pete, you won all these.
All right, fellas, this game is actually really tight. 1 point difference between like all three of you.
Like a rectum.
Right. So tied for second place, Cats and Lippy.
Oh, shit. It's the bug, son.
Tied
bug
for
stings again.
All right, man.
Yeah. If you want to hand the belt, Lou, it's right there.
You can hand me the aux cord while you're at it, too, so I can hit this
fire. Oh, no.
Right,
he's got a fucking...
I'm trying to pull this out quick.
Is that your music that you're going to play over yourself, or you just got something you want to play?
I got a little something I want to play.
Oh, all right.
Why? What do you think I want to play?
Oh, no, because you get the 30 seconds, the 20 seconds to say whatever.
Oh, all right. Yeah, I got a little something.
All right.
You guys might enjoy.
All right, Dan.
Here you go.
I'd sound like a kid with Tourette's.
Fuck shit, fuck sucking, cunt bitch.
Well, I guess we're not going to find out.
All right, here we go.
All right, here comes the old...
I don't know what you guys are talking about. All right, Lou.
First thing.
Hit the music.
Oh, I hear
it.
No,
Tim.
He's really something. Best of all time. Best of all time.
Just got tired of ad-libbing every week, son. You know? Just gotta have that.
Well, that was worth it.
Too bad you can't tongue me now.
Right. All right, well, thanks from, you know, thanks for listening. Close the door behind you.
Five minutes, you'll remember me. Then they're coming to a murder scene, cause all you do is breathe. It's J6 and it's bitch. never be shit. You'll dig your own dick.
Stars of cursed on the stars. Going dead. Big old and blue.